Tumble and Fall by Alexandra Coutts, narrated by Angela Brazil. Day 1. Sienna. The day she gets out, it feels like the end. It's funny to think about endings now. Now that all there is to do is wait. Now that the real end is coming, all of the other endings feel like something else completely. All of the goodbyes and leaving the people she loved. The people she loved leaving her. They felt like endings at the time. But the next day, she had gotten out of bed. And maybe there was a hollow pit where her stomach used to be. Maybe she didn't feel like eating or talking or seeing people for a while. But mostly, things stayed the same. Sienna's last day at the house is like that. From the second Valerie knocks on the door, business as usual and passing out morning meds, Sienna is already feeling dramatic. The two plastic cups Val holds out like presents, one half full of lukewarm water and the other rattling with tiny pink pills. These are the last plastic cups. The congealed, microwave-flavored scrambled eggs Sienna shovels down with a plastic spork. Alone in the empty house kitchen, these are the last scrambled eggs. And when Val walks her out to the porch, and they sit with the sides of their knees pressed together on the slats of the rickety swing, listening to the kind of quiet Val taught her to notice, the kind of quiet that feels full and on purpose, and like everything's going to be okay, this is the very last.